Gentlemen, just a friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 4:55, and that learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by our friends Dr. and Dr. Wenger family, commemorating the Yahrzeit of their grandfather Avram ben Avram. And Mishnayos are studied this today and every day. Le'ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. The Mishnah begins in Arlos. We are in Perek Yud Aleph Mishnayos Ches and Tes. They'll close out the 11th chapter Masechta Arlos. Hachodesh Shabbayis. Let's say you have a cistern inside the house. And menorah b'sochi, you have a metal menorah inside. V'aperach shalayotze, there's one small branch of the menorah that's hanging out outside, right outside of the cistern. V'kvishin nesuna alav, and there's an olive pressing basket that's on top. In such a way, shem tinatel hamenorah kvisho medes al piachados. In such a way that if I take away the menorah, the basket would rest totally on top and make a total seal on top of the cistern. So Beishamai Omrim Hachadus Tar V'Amenorah Tameah. Beishamai says, so then that's called covered, as far as anything else that happens to be in the cistern. But since the menorah is sticking out, so the menorah is going to become Tameh. Beisilal Omrim Afa Menorah Torah. Even the menorah is going to be Tar. Why is that? The majority of the menorah is inside. Umodim Shimtinatal HaMenorah Ukfisha Novela is HaKol Tameh. But Beishamai Beisilal agree that if I took out the menorah and the basket fell down, in other words, that the basket was too small for the hole, so then everything would become tummy because it's not really making a cover. What if you have utensils between the edges of the olive pressing basket and the edges of the cistern? Even if it goes all the way down, deep within the ground, it's going to still be tar. Tumasham, but if the tumah is inside the cistern, so then abayis tummy, then everything inside is tummy. Tumah b'bayis, if there's tumah in the house, kelim shebekisalei hachados, the utensils inside the walls of the cistern, those things stay Torah, when, im yesh b'makom on tefach al tefach al rum tefach, b'im lav tumeim, if that's assuming that they have an area that has a cube to tefach, but if not, then they're going to be tameh as well. If the walls of the cistern go up beyond further than the house, so bein kach tahorim, even if it doesn't have a space of a tefach al gabi al tefach berum tefach, in such a situation it's going to be Torah. And why is that? Because it's not going to be in that case. The cistern is independent of the house, and the walls, the kalim inside the walls of the cistern are going to be outside of the house. They're going to be considered outside of the house, and so therefore the kalim will be tahorim. Okay, we'll close out the 11th parak here, and Bezos Hashem, tomorrow morning we will start the 12th. Have a great day.